Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 299. Mayberry Days 2014 Trivia. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's and pick up some of the great Mayberry items you'll find there. All kinds of great stuff over at Weaver's. Head over there and check it out. Weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting, number 299, is my friend and Otis, Kenneth Junkin. thank you, Kenneth, and thank you, everybody, for joining us. Thank you, particularly, for joining me right here in Mayberry again this week. Now, last week, we had all kinds of people asking to be a part of the trivia contest because, you know, they didn't get to do the trivia and they wanted to be able to do that. Well, I tell you what, folks, we're in for a treat and you're in for a very hard time because we're going to do Mayberry Days Trivia 2014. Thank you to the UW boys for this music so that we can get this thing going. All right, folks, question one. We're going to go through this quick. Here's how we're going to do it. I'm going to read the question. If you want to try to take a minute to figure out whether or not you know the answer, pause the podcast. Yeah, that's right. Pause it, think for a minute, and then play it again, and then I'll give you the answer. All right? Because I'm not going to give a whole lot of time in between because we got 21 questions to get through. 21 of the hardest questions of Mayberry Trivia you have ever heard in your life. Excuse me. So here we go. Mayberry Days Trivia 2014, the Super Bowl of Mayberry Trivia. Question one. Here it is. What is Mayberry City Code violation number 912? I'm going to read it again. What is Mayberry City Code violation 912? Ooh, if you want to think about it, pause. If not, here's the answer. What is Mayberry City Code violation 912? It's insulting an officer's intelligence. That happened a lot in Mayberry. That's from Citizens Arrest, episode number 106. All right, number one. That was number one. Keep track. Keep track of how you're doing. Number two. What are the first names of the four Gordon boys? What is the first name of the four Gordon boys? Oh, my goodness. I have no idea. I have no idea. If you think you know it, shoot it out there. The answer. Pause if you want to wait. The answer is, what are the names? The first names of the four Gordon boys? Their names are Billy, Ike, Junior, and Sherman. Oh, did you get it? Billy, Ike, Junior, and Sherman are the four Gordon boys. That's from Ain't Be the Warden, episode number 55. That's right. All right, so let's try this now. Number three, keep track of your score. Number three, Mayberry Days Trivia, 2014, the hardest in the world. What is Arnold Winkler's father's first name? Oh, I have no idea. What is Arnold Winkler's father's first name? And doctor is not the right answer. We know his dad was a doctor. All right, so let's pause if you want to wait. But here comes the answer. What is Arnold Winkler's father's first name? His name is Simon. And that's from Opie and the Spoiled Kid, episode number 84 of The Andy Griffith Show. That's three questions if you got any right yet. If you get one or two or three right, you are really doing a good job. If you get more than three, I'm impressed. Very. All right, number four. Got 21 questions, I believe. 21. So let's run through these. Oh, this is a long one. All right, listen careful. Andy is called to Sam Becker's farm, which makes Barney suspicious. Barney heads to Sam's farm after instructing Floyd to form a posse and trail behind him to the Becker farm. Which member of the posse lost the keys to the car delaying the arrival? Oh, my goodness. All right, so Andy had to go up to Sam Becker's farm. Barney was suspicious of this, so he wanted to get a posse together. So he went over to Floyd and said, Floyd, you get a posse together, I'm going to head on up there, and you come on up to the Becker farm. Well, Floyd was delayed because which member of the posse lost the keys to the car? All right, pause if you want to try to guess this. Here comes the answer. All right, which member of the posse going up to Sam Becker's house lost the keys to the car and delayed their arrival? That'd be Nate. Good old Nate. He lost the keys. There's Nate. That's from Quiet Sam, episode number 29. Episode 29. How you doing? Four? You got four? If you do, come to Mayberry Days because we need you. Number five. Barney is vacationing in Raleigh with his cousin Virgil. How many games of skeet ball did Barney and Virgil play while on this vacation? You got that? Barney is vacationing in Raleigh with his cousin Virgil. How many games of skeet ball, did Barney and Virgil play while on this vacation? All right, pause it, because I'm fixing to give the answer. How many games did they play? They played four games of skee ball. As Andy saves Gomer, that's what that should say. I didn't catch that. Andy saves Gomer, episode number 119. All right. Number six. When Andy told Barney that Gentleman Dan Caldwell was coming to Mayberry Jail, Barney said they should rent a floor waxer. How much is the rent on a floor waxer? Oh, man. When Andy told Barney that Gentleman Dan Caldwell was coming to the Mayberry Jail, Barney said they should rent a floor waxer. How much rent is on a floor waxer? Okay, I see some people in the chat room I think actually got this right. The answer is 50 cents. Johnny Paul Jason in the chat room actually got a question right. Congratulations. That's from Andy and the Gentleman Crook, episode number 21. All right, so how you guys doing? Wow, there were six. We're six in. All right. You're psyched up now. These are hard. The winner of the Mayberry Days Trivia Contest got 16 of these. 16. That means if you haven't gotten any yet, let's see, you lost, right? Because, all right, here we go. Number seven. What problem does Opie have with Witch Hazel? What problem does Opie have with Witch Hazel? Okay. All right, last chance. What problem does Opie have with Witch Hazel? Pause if you want to wait and answer. The answer is it makes his eyes water. And that's from The Family Visit, episode number 129. Oh, should have known that one. Number eight. What color shoelaces is Luke Taff once described as wearing? What color shoelaces is Luke Taff once described as wearing? Okay. Pause if you don't know the answer. You want to wait? If you want to wait. All right. Here's the answer. The answer is white. Oh, it was too obvious. I'm sure you didn't get it. People at Mayberry Days were all mad because they thought white is too easy. It can't be white, but that's the answer. And it's from A Date with Gomer, episode number 105. That was number eight. All right. Here we come up. Question number nine. Otis leaves his pocket transistor radio in the courthouse. Andy turns on Otis's radio to a newscast that is reporting on a collision of a 2-ton trailer and a small pickup truck that seriously injures two men. What is the route number where the collision occurs? Oh my goodness, I can't believe people got this right. Otis leaves his pocket radio transistor radio in the courthouse. Andy turns it on, and a newscast is reporting on a collision of a 2-ton trailer and a small pickup truck that seriously injured two men. What is the route number where the collision occurred? Oh, all right. Pause if you don't want to know, because what is the route number where the collision occurred? It was Route 31. That's Opie the Birdman, episode 101. Oh, wow. These are hard. Number 10, we're almost halfway. What is the name of the eating establishment that refused to serve the Darling family? What's the name of the eating establishment that refused to serve the Darling family? All right, pause if you don't know. What is the name of the eating establishment that refused to serve the Darling family? It's Nick's Cafe. That's in Briscoe Declares for Aunt B. Aunt B, I'm declaring for you. That's episode number 96. All right, number 11. When Barney discovers an assault case that never went to trial, before long, everybody in Mayberry is arguing over the case and fighting with each other. During one of the altercations, Otis is punched in the nose. Who punched Otis in the nose? Oh. When Barney discovered the Floyd and Foley argument there, it never went to trial. Before long, everybody in Mayberry is arguing over the case and fighting with each other. During one of the altercations, Otis is punched in the nose. Who punched Otis? All right, the answer coming your way is Lamar Tuttle. Lamar Tuttle is a case of the punch in the nose. Episode number 152, Lamar Tuttle. All right, I think we're getting some people to get this here in the chat room. How are you doing? All right, number 12. Andy fires Ernest T. as a crossing guard and replaces him with Malcolm Merriweather. And boy, that angered Ernest T. to the point of challenging Malcolm to a fight. What two items did Floyd bring to the fight? All right, when Andy fires Ernest T. as a crossing guard and replaces him with Malcolm Merriweather, it angers Ernest T. to the point of challenging Malcolm to a fight. Englister. What two items does Floyd bring to the fight? Okay. That's number 12. What two items did Floyd bring to the fight? Pause if you don't want to know. The answer is a towel and painkillers. So Floyd brought a towel and a painkillers. That was in Malcolm at the Crossroads, 164, episode number 164, Malcolm at the Crossroads. All right, next up, next question. Number 13, according to Warren, how many homes are burglarized in the United States each year? Now, this is a somewhat vague answer, I have to say, because it confused me. According to Warren, how many homes are burglarized in the United States each year? All right, pause if you don't want to know. How many homes are burglarized in the United States, according to Warren? The answer is over 100,000.
Over 100,000 homes are burglarized in the United States each year, Andy.
I can't do Warren. That was from the episode Lost and Found, episode number 178. All right, guys, we're 13. We're heading for 14 out of 21 questions. Here we go, 14. Willard Foster, president of Foster's Furniture Polish, convinces Aunt B to star in a TV commercial for his product. Jim Martin is the director for this commercial. Who is the assistant director? Oh, good grief. 16 questions the winner got. Willard Foster, the president of Foster's Furniture Polish, convinces Aunt B to star in a TV commercial for his product. Jim Martin is the director for that commercial. Who is the assistant director of that commercial? Oh, my goodness. Who is the assistant director? The answer is Bob Saunders. That's from The Forester Lady, episode number 187. Next up, number 15. Andy arrests the four Gordon boys for moonshining. Which one of the boys had a Band-Aid over his eye? Oh, man. Andy arrested the four Gordon boys for moonshining. Which one of the boys had a Band-Aid over his eye? You know, we just went through what their names were. I'll give you that, okay? I'll give you their names. You got a 1 in 4 chance. Remember, the Gordon boys' names are Billy, Ike, Jr., and Sherman. Okay? So, which one of them had a Band-Aid over his eye? Okay, let's go. We're going to guess now. Here's the answer. Sherman. That's from Ain't Be the Warden. Episode 55 of the Andy Griffith Show. Number 16. What is the name of Aunt Bee's hairdresser who convinced her to wear a wig? What was the name of Aunt Bee's hairdresser who convinced her to wear a wig? People in the chat room are going, good grief. These are some hard ones. What's the name of Aunt Bee's hairdresser who convinced her to wear a wig? The answer is Bernice. That's from Aunt Bee's Crowning Glory, episode number 194. Oh, my goodness. Now, some of these, yep, they're talking in the chat room. They're trivia from the color episode, some of these, because this is the Mayberry Super Bowl of trivia. The Super Bowl of Mayberry trivia, so you got to know it all. Question number 17. Here we go. In the issue of the Mayberry Gazette, the headline, Local Barber Captures Escaped Convicts. Remember that one with Floyd on it? Okay, you remember that one. I'm sure you do. All right, in the issue of the Mayberry Gazette, Local Barber, with the headline, Local Barber Captures Escaped Convicts, what is the day's one-word precipitation forecast printed in the box at the left of the masthead? It's got to be exact. In the issue of the Mayberry Gazette, which I'm holding right here in my little hand, this is the Mayberry Gazette that says, Local Barber Captures Escaped Convict. What is the day's one-word precipitation forecast printed in a box to the left of the masthead? And it must be exact. Had to be exactly the right one. Ooh. The weird thing is Floyd, I hand these out. So people should have got it. Okay, here's the answer. What was the weather forecast for the day? Let's head back over where you can see it here. It's showers. It says showers. And sure enough, that's what it says on the actual little newspaper. It says showers. Showers right there. Wow, I'm looking right at it. That's right here. That's from Convicts at Large, episode number 74. All right, number 18. Number 18. When Goober and Andy are discussing where they will have lunch one morning, Goober tells Andy the drugstore is having a nice run on corned beef. According to Goober, what time do you get the best corned beef sandwich at the drugstore? Okay. When Andy and Goober are discussing where they're going to have lunch one morning, Goober tells Andy the drugstore is having a nice run on corned beef. According to Goober, what time do you get the best corned beef sandwich at the diner? Or over at the drugstore, I mean. Okay. What time do you get the best corned beef sandwich at the drugstore? Here comes the answer. The answer is 12:30. 12:30. Oh, some of the folks in the chat room, I see Johnny Paul Jason said 11:30. Maybe he was in Central Time. Are you in Central Time by any chance? You know, Mount Airy, you know, Mayberry's in Eastern Time. So, sorry, I can't give it to you. But that's the answer. All right, going on to the next question. How are you doing, guy? How are you doing? Have you gotten any right? If you get just one or two, you're doing pretty good, I promise you. But the winner got 16. Here comes the next question, number 19. Dr. Thomas Peterson is the new young doctor in Mayberry. Dr. Peterson has a model of a red vintage Indy style racing car in his office. What is the number on that car? Dr. Thomas Peterson is the new young doctor in Mayberry. Dr. Peterson has a model of a red vintage Indy type racing car in his office. What is the number that's painted on the side of the car? Oh, these are just amazing. Can you believe the winner got 16 of these questions I've already asked you? All right. The answer to this question is, what is the number on the car? The answer is 8. And that's from A New Doctor in Town, episode number 201. All right, we're to 20. We only got two more questions. 20. And 20 is one of them, only one after this. Number 20, according to Barney, who is the Galfrati of the detective division at the Raleigh Police Department where he works? According to Barney, who is the Galfrati of the detective division at the Raleigh Police Department where he works? Last chance. Number 20. One more question after this. According to Barney, who is the Galfrati of the detective division at the Raleigh Police Department where he works? The answer is Mrs. Clark. Miss Clark. It's Miss, not Mrs. Miss Clark. That's from A Visit to Barney Fife, episode number 211. All right, folks, how you doing? All right, so we've done 20 questions. Now, the 21st question is the final question. And honestly, if you got one question right, you've done good. If you've got two, you did really good. Anything above two, I'm impressed because I'm terrible. All right, but here's the deal. The 21st question is worth 2 points. Okay? 2 points. 2 points for this one. All right? So here is the question. 2 point bonus question. Who in Mayberry says there are still some people who think the automobile is just a passing fad? Number 21. It's a 2 point bonus question. So if you can get this, ready? Here we go. Who in Mayberry says there are still some people who think the automobile is just a passing fad? Huh. Okay. Who in Mayberry says there are still some people who think the automobile is a passing fad? All right, folks, this is worth 2 points. You think you got it? Here's the actual answer. Helen Crump is the one who said that, and it was in the senior play. And I'm sure she was talking to him about, how the students and, things had changed over the years. And some people think the automobile is just a passing fad. That's from the senior play, episode number 197. Wow. The winner with 16 right. I just cannot believe it. Her name is Pat Bullins. She's a many-time winner of the Mayberry Days Trivia Contest. She had 16 answers right. Wow. That is just amazing. Amazing to me that she had that many correct. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I'm in awe. I cannot believe how many you got. Now, number two came in second place was Mike Rutherford. Oh, no. Is that right? Mike Halloran. It's Mike. Mike Halloran. Yeah, I knew I said that wrong. Mike Halloran from over in Indiana. Mike Rutherford's from Indiana, too. That's what confused me. But Mike Halloran, he came in second place at the Mayberry Days Trivia. And I think he got 14 right. And then Dennis Beal, he came in third with, I believe, 13. Whatever the actual scores were, they'll be in the e-bullet. So when the e-bullet comes out, I'm sure we'll be able to find out. But those were the first, second, and third place winners. Ladies and gentlemen, the Mayberry Days Super Bowl of Mayberry Trivia. It really can't be said any better. Amazingly hard questions, not for the normal person. Okay, so now we did have several people that were in the running for this. So the questions are so hard because there are these champions and past champions of Mayberry Trivia that can actually get 16, 15, 13 of these right. Amazing. And they have to be this hard because if you did regular trivia questions, my goodness. Nobody, I mean, they're going to win either way, but then you'd have to have these hard questions following on. So Anyway, folks, I don't know how you did. Let's see. I'm looking in the chat room to see if any of them are admitting how they did. I haven't seen too much, really. But I don't see too many actually saying what they did. But it was absolutely great. Great trivia contest. Hope you guys were able to attend. If you weren't, this is a little taste of it. Because if you want to feel good about yourself, you go before that, you go to the children's version of the Mayberry Trivia Contest, and you can't play, but you can sit there and answer them to yourself, and you'll feel pretty good about yourself. But even the kids' trivia is pretty hard. The kids' trivia, because the kids that come to this are pretty good. Matter of fact, in the past, we've had kids that have won the children's trivia, and then they placed or came in really close to placing or showing, whatever. They were in the top four or five of the regular Super Bowl of Mayberry Trivia, the version for everybody. So I don't like to say adult version because that doesn't sound right. But it's the kids trivia and then the everybody trivia. So, all right, folks. Hey, I want to thank you for coming. I hope you enjoyed it. I know it's really hard and makes you feel like you don't know anything about the Andy Griffith Show. At least it does me. I've been doing this podcast for heading on for 6 years now, and I have no idea of any of these answers. The only one I actually got was the one about Floyd, where he was talking about Otis getting punched in the nose. I knew that one. I knew that one because, Floyd said it. You know, Lamar Tuttle. I knew that. That was the only one I got right out of the whole thing. But that's because I believe Floyd was talking about it. I didn't remember some of the other things, like Nate lost his keys. I didn't remember that. Wow. All right, folks. Again, I hope you enjoyed yourself and like that. I would love to hear from you. So you can talk to us about just what you thought about this trivia contest. And we'll have other trivia contests coming up that are for the human beings, normal people, not superheroes like these trivia experts. So, folks, I'd love to hear from you. Let me know how you did. How did you do? Did you get 1, 2, 3, 4? Did somebody get 16 or more? Let me know. I'll sponsor you at the trivia contest next year. Folks, thanks again for coming. Next podcast, episode 300. Wow. 6 years of this. Folks, thanks for listening, and thanks for being a part of the Two Chairs No Waiting community. We love visiting. I'd love to hear from you. You can call me at 888-684-8415. Till next time. See you then.